That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
Meltdown coming. It is a global depression, and one world currency and one world financial system is the end game. China said last week they want one global currency. France said yesterday or the day before that they want one world order, a new world order at the end of this event.
Tonight, a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision.
This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
Which is what Bilderberg is into, by and large, the idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as...
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence.
The European leaders have been pressing for an overhaul of the whole international financial system, and they will continue to do so. They are calling for an organization of a global summit as soon as next month.
Chancellor and Josie, very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
A new world order.
Of a new world order.
A new world order.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
The forces shaping this world at this moment are so strong, and they all tend in one direction.
We
We will expose the New World Order. We will expose the global crime syndicate. To David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans have stood since the beginning of time against the strong man, against the thugs, against the bullies. We are here telling you we will resist the New World Order. We will defeat your world government.
And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who come. 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life.
They're going after everybody.
How do we know, how do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg Group, sir? That's what you're saying.
We know about your new world order.
Our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin to start the Vietnam War.
An inside job? How dare you?
Liberty will prevail. Tyranny will fall. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?